have as hard. We had hard cold, but we didn't have as much snow, and I'd rather have the snow than the hard cold.
Okay. Now, if you might say to somebody, if a boy got a whipping, say he was doing something he
didn't have any business doing.
Or he oughtn't have done.
Yeah, that was a word you used, oughtn't have done.
He ought to done it.
Yeah, he oughtn't have done it. Right.
Now, you got something done that was hard work, all by yourself, and your friend was just standing around without helping. You say to him, well, you, or you say to her, you.
Son of a sea cook, that's what I'd say.
You might.
Why don't you help me? You could have helped me a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Somebody suggested the possibility of you doing something like, say you're going to Jackson with him, you say, well, I don't know, call me tomorrow. I'm not sure, but
I'll see what my schedule is.
I might, but
I've got to see what I've got to do, what I will have planned for tomorrow. That's what I'd say.
Now, talking about all your friends and the fact that all your friends were looking for them all, you know, and all the people you went to school with, you'd say, well, I looked around and it seems like all my friends, they're all
getting so much older than I am.
Well,
so some of them are really failing. Am I failing that fast? That would be the first thing you'd think, but you wouldn't say it. Said, well, for your age, you're looking real well.
Well, talking about all your friends that, you know, that you went to school with, you say, somebody asked you, are they still alive then? You say, no, they're all...
Still what, alive?
Are they still alive? And you say, most of them are dead.
I'd say dead. Lots of folks say, no, they've gone. Well, gone where? What you say gone is death. You know folks are afraid of death. It's inevitable. Why are you afraid of death? Huh? You know folks don't talk about death. You know preachers don't even preach on death anymore much. Do you know that?
No, they don't.
Well, it's inevitable. We're born. The Bible says we're born to die, doesn't it?
Okay, I want you to do one last thing.
Oh, I thought the thing would run out.
Well, count to 20 for me.
The what?
20.
By fives? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 20, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Okay, 26.
27, 28, I thought you said to 20.
29.
27, 28, 29, 30.
38, 39.
40.
98, 99.
100.
999.
Okay, no. Million.
Okay, now, there are a bunch of men or people standing in line.
Yeah.
You say
millions out of my class. If I had $1 million, I couldn't count it. Go ahead.
The person who's at the front of the line is the first man.
Yeah.
Then comes the...
The tail end of the line. The last man.
After the first man comes the...
The second man. I thought you said at the end of the line.
Then comes the...
Third. Fourth. Fifth. Really, how many is even going to be in the line? Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, the end.
Okay. Now, if you did something more than once, you say you did it...
Twice.
Okay. Well, is there anything that you think
my poor brain is racked.
You would like to tell me more about starting.
What is this, when they, you know, all these shows, when they wash your brains? Pick your brains. No, yes, my poor brain has been picked.